previously, Beyond Gilead.
Caleb, I couldn't ask for a better husband for my daughter.
Oh, no.
It's Monica.
That's my mother.
She's disappeared.
What?
I have no idea where she is.
We're going on a trip.
Hi, I'm Zach, and on today's Beyond Gilead, we're still riding around with the Richters. Do you think they'll finally stop running? Let's find out, Beyond Gilead.
You know, Carrie, you could have stayed home with your family. Your mom and dad could have took you back on Sunday.
I know.
I mean, I don't even have any idea what we're doing here.
Your mom said you were needed at home right away.
I know, but she hasn't said what I was needed for. And this isn't the way home.
Maybe she's lost.
I think she may be lost in more ways than one. Carrie, I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you here.
I'm glad, Caleb. That's what I want to do. Be here for you.
Thank you, Carrie.
She's turning again.
Can you grab my phone?
Sure.
I think I need to call her and find out if she even knows where she's going.
You've reached Monica Richter. Please leave a message and I'll return your call as soon as possible.
This user's voicemail is currently full. Please try back again later.
Oh, I can't believe this. Yes, Sherry.
Mr. Paulson, Agent Dittman called again. He left another message asking about Monica's deposition. He's concerned about the pieces of the investigation that they're pulling together for the...
I know. Thank you, Sherry. I wish I knew when to expect Monica's deposition, too. I have no idea.
I have no idea what's going on. She hasn't mentioned anything? No, but she does keep getting these phone calls she ignores.
And she took my cell phone! Can you believe that? I mean, what does she need my cell phone for?
Maybe because you kept threatening to call the police and tell them you were being kidnapped.
Tiffany, you did not.
I was only joking. Well, sort of. I mean, what is she doing anyway? Where are we?
You know, Caleb, I've been thinking. Maybe you should ride with your mom for a while. See if you can get her to talk to you.
Like that's gonna work.
Tiffany!
All right. Wow, make a simple statement.
I think that's a good idea, Carrie.
Okay, I'll drive your car.
I'll ride with you, Carrie.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, let me finish up these papers here, and then we can go out for our date.
Okay, so
where do you want to go to dinner tonight, honey?
Oh, I don't know. Remember that place we've been passing and...
Huh. Elizabeth's gone already. I wonder who that is.
Hello? Anyone here?
Will!
Oh, what a nice surprise. John and I were just talking about going out to dinner. Would you like to join us?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could, but I still have a lot of work ahead of me this evening.
I'm sorry to hear that, Will.
Besides that, I wouldn't want to crash your date.
Smart man.
Well, you're always welcome, but I won't argue with that.
Is it what we'd previously discussed?
Yes, that's actually why I'm here. Things have gotten desperate. I really need to get in touch with her.
Monica?
Yeah, she's not taking any of my calls, and the authorities are really starting to hit me hard.
Sure.
I don't know what else to do. Yeah,
I can try to give her a call. Maybe she'll answer me.
I would appreciate it, John. If she doesn't call in and schedule her deposition soon, I'm afraid they're going to put out an arrest warrant, and the deal is just going to go out the window.
Sure. Oh, no.
I don't know what else to do.
Well, I'll try to give her a call, but no guarantees, Will. I mean, Monica and I haven't always been the best of friends, but I'll try.
Oh, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Mom, I want my cell phone back. Now!
Fine.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. It's not turning on. What's wrong with it?
Nothing, dear. It's fine.
But it's not turning on!
No, it won't work without the battery. I have that tucked safely away.
Mom!
Tiffany, calm down. You'll get the battery back soon, I'm sure. You have your MP3 player, right? You can always listen to that.
Oh, like you care. You're just worried about your stupid proposal.
Tiffany.
It's true. Why don't you just go back to school with your beloved Gary and forget about the rest of your family? You know it's what you want to do.
It is not. I'm here, aren't I?
Caleb, be nice to your sister.
Mom. Mom, what is going on?
Everything's fine, Caleb. I just needed everyone together for a little while.
Is this about Dad?
No! Well, yes and no, but not how you'd think. You just need to trust me, okay?
All right.
What? Are you nuts?
Tiffany! Thank you, Caleb. I know I haven't given you much reason to trust me, but I appreciate it.
You're our mother. I know you're doing what you think is best for all of us. I'll always respect that.
Ugh, whatever.
I hope you won't be disappointed.
God won't disappoint us, Mom. Either of us.
Caleb, I wish I were as sure of that as you are. And quite frankly, son, I don't want to disappoint you either.
Mom, even if there are mistakes made along the way or something goes wrong, I still know you're doing what you think is right for us, and I appreciate that. We all do.
I just want to do the right thing, Caleb. It's so hard with your dad gone. I need to do the right thing.
You will, Mom.
So, tell me about your first date with Caleb.
Oh, well, that depends on what you'd consider our first date.
What?
The first time Caleb asked me out, it was to a bowling night that our college group was putting together.
So your first date was with a bunch of people bowling?
It does sound kind of funny, but we had a great time. He was very sweet and considerate.
Aww. Is that what made you like him so much?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Caleb is always very aware of my feelings and careful to respect me. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, he's nice that way.
But I think one of the best things about him is that he's so romantic.
Romantic? Caleb?
Yeah, he is. He always surprises me with the ideas he comes up with. Oh, it's really fantastic to be loved by Caleb.
That's awesome. I really like you a lot, Carrie. I'm glad you're dating Caleb.
Thank you, Maya. I feel the same way about you. It means a lot to me how you've been so open and welcoming to me. I appreciate that. Maya, are you all right?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Just thinking.
What, to talk about it?
There's a lot going on right now.
That's okay.
You know, I'm not really interested in talking about it right now, but thanks for the offer.
You're welcome, Maya. Anytime.
Oh, I'll be your girl. Yeah, I'll be your girl. My heart beats for you.
Tiffany, could you please keep it down?
You took my hand on our day and my
heart
soared so great.
Mom, can you hear that?
Goodness, yes! How can you miss it?
Like
she sounds like a cat being strangled in a rainstorm.
No, Mom. The car is making a noise.
I don't hear anything. I'm sure we're fine.
Forever.
Tiffany, do you hear something?
Yeah, I do. There's a banging or something. Don't you hear it, Mom?
Oh, dear. I think you're right.
Mom, pull over right there.
I can't see.
Right here, Mom. Yes. Okay, good. Now turn off the car.
Oh, did the car blow up? Did it explode? We've got to get out before we blow up.
Tiffany Richter, we're fine. Get out and stand over there. I'm calling a tow truck.
Okay.
What happened?
What's going on?
Are you all right?
It's going to explode.
What's wrong with the car?
Tiffany, everything is fine.
Yes, I need a tow truck immediately.
Oh, no. Storms, too. Could this day get any worse?
Hey, Tiff, wait up. I'm coming with you.
Carrie, you'd better go get in my car. It's safe there and you'll stay dry. You know, in fact, if you'd like to go ahead and find a restaurant or some other place to hang out for a while...
No way, Caleb. I'm staying with you.
Are you sure?
You're stuck with me, Caleb Richter. Don't you know that?
You know, Carrie, this may be the worst time possible for me to bring this up, but...
You look so serious. Are you all right?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you...
The tow truck will be here in a few minutes. Carrie, dear, you may want to go sit in the car with the girls. It's going to get very wet out here.
I'm fine. I'll stay with Caleb.
Suit yourself. I'm going to go check my phone for messages.
Hey, Care, it's okay. You go get in the car, and I'll come over and ride with you when we get the van towed. I'd like to talk to my mom alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine. Come on, Mom. Let's get inside and stay as dry as we can until the tow truck gets here.
Good idea. Caleb, you have grown into a fine young man. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Mom.
And I like Carrie a lot. She's very good for you.
Yeah.
You complement each other perfectly.
I'm gonna ask her to marry me, Mom. I was going to tell Dad just before he...
I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, son, that he would have been thrilled with that.
Yeah.
He told me several times that he liked Carrie a lot. It's good to see you so at peace with life. You've spent so much of your life fighting and rebelling against everything. If Carrie brings you that peace, then there's no way that I could do anything but give you my blessing.
That means a lot to me, Mom. Thanks.
You're welcome.
But you are wrong about one thing. It's not Carrie that gives me peace.
It's not?
No.
But I see the way you look at her.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Carrie, but she's not where I find my peace. The peace I have comes from...
Oh, there's the tow truck. Can we finish this later, son?
Sure, Mom.
What would happen if Gilead went off the air?
Hey there, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
You can join the Morrison family when you support Keys for Kids Ministries. Every gift helps reach kids, teens, and families with the chance to hear the gospel all around the globe. Faithful donors like you make sure the Morrisons can go on the air throughout the world when you begin a monthly donation of $10 or more at keysforkids.net and tap Donate in the menu.
I don't think so. That's exorbitant, way beyond what's necessary.
Lady, honestly, it's after hours, storming outside, and you want to argue this? I should be home with my family.
I don't care about your family. I care about mine, and they're all standing here like half-drowned cats waiting for you to fix my car.
Mom, just calm down.
I will not calm down, Caleb.
Mom, you have got to keep it under control. We need to get the van fixed, and that is not going to happen by ticking the mechanic off.
Caleb, you're sounding more and more like your father, his bad side, trying to control me.
Mom, maybe you need to be controlled. You've been out of control all day.
I have not. How dare you?
Caleb, is everything okay?
Yeah. Mom, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Carrie, I apologize for losing my temper. And sir, I'm sorry for yelling in your garage. We are all very tired.
Hey, kid, it's all right. Okay, I shouldn't have lost my temper either. I'm sorry. Listen, I got the parts here, so I'll just charge the restocking fee and for my labor. No overtime or double hours. Hey, Eddie! Go get the parts for this lady's car.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Thank you. Mom, are we okay? I really am sorry.
I know, son. So am I.
Come on, Monica. Answer the phone. Just let me know where you are.
Mom's phone is ringing.
She's busy. Hey, it's that same number that's been calling all day. Should I answer it?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Monica.
No, this is Maya. Who's this?
Maya, it's William Paulson, your mother's attorney.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Paulson. How are you?
I'm fine. Is your mother there?
She is, but she's a little busy right now.
Where are you?
We're at a garage. Our car broke down.
It did?
Yep. We're trying to get it fixed, and it's storming.
Where are you?
I'm not sure, but I can let you talk to Caleb. He knows.
Caleb's there, too? Yes, let me talk to him.
Okay. It's Mom's lawyer.
Hello?
Caleb, William Paulson here. I need to know where you are.
Is there something wrong?
Yes, but I'm trying to make it right. And I need to get there and speak to your mother.
Well, I can hand her the phone.
No, she's been ignoring my calls all day. I need to be there.
Okay.
Can you tell me where you are?
Sure.
And Caleb.
Yeah.
Make sure your mother doesn't leave before I get there.
Okay. We're off I-79, just outside of Greenville.
Hello?
John, I'm so sorry to bother you so late, but I thought I'd let you know. I found Monica.
What? Where is she, Will?
She's at her garage. Their car broke down. This may be the break we need. I just wanted to ask you and Mary to pray.
Oh, sure thing, Will, sure thing. And we'll be here if you need anything else, and we'll definitely be praying.
Thanks.
Well, we should be out of here soon. Oh, sounds like the storm is passing, too.
Caleb, do you have a minute?
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation, but you said something earlier, and I was curious about it.
Yeah?
You said Carrie wasn't where you got your peace. Mm. But I don't understand. When you were upset a little while ago, Carrie calmed you right down.
Yeah. Well, Carrie reminds me when I need it, but she's not where this peace that I have came from. It comes from giving my temper and my anger over to God. Before, I was trying too hard to control too many things in my life, Mom, and the harder I tried to control, the faster everything spun out of control.
I understand that. I know what I need to do to fix this problem, but it's really scary, son.
I know. This is really big, but Mom, all you have to do is give your life to Christ and then let Him be in control, not you.
Caleb, my problems are bigger than just a prayer.
I know it's hard, Mom, but you gotta believe me. I mean, God created this entire universe. He can handle your troubles.
But I just need...
Mom, you need to let go.
No, that is the last thing that I need to do. Let go. I don't think so. I need to be more in control than ever right now.
Mom, just...
But our talks today have helped me see things a little more clearly, Caleb. And I know what I need to do. It's always been right there in front of me, but I was running away from it. I'm going to fix this mess and do the right thing for our family. Thank you for supporting me and showing me that I can do that.
Yeah.
You're a good boy, Caleb. No, check that. You're a wonderful and strong man. Carrie's a very, very lucky girl.
Thank you, Mom.
Oh, honestly, another storm? Oh, when is this nightmare gonna end?
Soon, Tiffany.
How do you know?
I just do, all right.
So, what's your favorite color?
Green. Yours?
Purple.
Carrie, do you have a second?
Sure.
Can I talk to you over here?
Okay.
Carrie, I need to apologize to you.
Oh, Caleb, we're all under stress. It's all right. Surprised everyone hasn't lost their tempers.
What? Oh no, it's not for that. It's for this. The timing is all wrong, and it is the worst place in the world to do something like this, and... Well, I'm apologizing ahead of time. I do promise to make it up to you.
What?
Carrie, I love you more than any words can possibly express. You are everything good that I have ever known, and I know that God gave you to me as a gift and a treasure.
Oh, Caleb.
to say.
Carrie, I want to know, will you grant me the honor of spending the rest of your life by my side? Will you marry me, Carrie?
Yes, Caleb. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, Caleb. Awesome. Oh, joy. She has no idea what she's in for.
Congratulations, Caleb. Carrie, I'm very happy for both.
That was awesome, man. Just awesome. Best moment in my shop ever. Oh, I wish I had a picture. Well, I gotta get home to my wife. Congratulations, both of you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, and your car's ready. You can go anytime.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Carrie. I'm very pleased to welcome you to the Richter family.
Thank you, Mrs. Richter.
Oh, please, call me Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
You're gonna be my sister.
Oh,
yes.
I've never had a little sister before. I am looking forward to it.
Congratulations. Welcome to the chaos. You may want to rethink things before you get much further into this family.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
What now? Honestly, doesn't closed mean closed anymore?
Monica, I'm so glad you're still here.
Mr. Paulson, what are you doing here?
We don't have time for that, Monica. I need to get you back to Coleraine as soon as I can.
What? Why?
Well, you're dangerously close to breaking your agreement. If you do, you'll be under arrest. Again. Now, Monica, I know you were running, but...
I don't think I will be anymore.
What?
I'm going to testify.
Oh, that's fantastic, Monica.
Seriously?
Monica Richter?
Yes?
Agent Dittman, I'm glad you're here. I was just getting ready to call you.
Sure you were. Save it. According to the terms of your plea bargain arrangement, Monica Richter, you're under arrest for fleeing the jurisdiction.
No.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney present during questioning. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. Do you understand these rights?
Yes.
Oh, man. Monica Richter is under arrest again. Fortunately, it seems like she learned a couple of things, thanks mostly to her son, Caleb. See, Caleb was an example of peace to his mom when everything was going way out of control. The car was broken, he didn't know where he was going, and all he wanted to do out of his weekend was propose to Carrie. Wow. But in spite of everything, Caleb really kept his frustrations in check. It was cool because he said he trusted God above everything and everyone else. And he believed that no matter what was going to happen, God was holding it all in place. See, it's Caleb's belief in God's help that was such a great example to his mom. And because of that, you noticed Monica started asking some questions about God. You know, believing that God is in control in tough times can sometimes be one of the best ways to tell your friends that you know Jesus. When they see you at peace when things at school are difficult or the economy isn't so great or whatever, they can tell that the peace you hold inside isn't normal and there must be something or somebody else helping you. And then, when they ask, all you have to do is point them to the one who is helping you get through it all, and his name is Jesus. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, A Not-So-Quick Fix, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Cal Olson. Music was composed by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer, and I'm Zach. And I'll see you right here next time, Beyond Gilead.